The disciples were on the way, going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Taking the 12 aside again, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days he will rise." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit, one at your right hand and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The chalice that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. What a powerful gospel. What a wonderful opportunity, once again, for us to try to grasp everything that this gospel presents to us. I think I have shared this quote before. It is from Henry Nouwen. "In Jesus of Nazareth, a powerless God came among us to unmask the illusion of power." I have used that before, and it could not be more true, could it? And the world could not need that message more than it does right now. And yet I think, how will the world ever get it unless we first get it? If any of us, with any ounce of authority whatsoever, don't first unmask the illusions of power within us, we will never be able to preach this gospel meaningfully or truthfully. Voluntary unmasking of the illusion of power is what is most needed from preachers today, so that the world will be able to hear the preaching without the preacher getting in the way. This Gospel of Mark is all about unmasking. Listen again to what Jesus said. "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days, he will rise." Except for the final phrase, that whole sentence is about powerlessness. It's about powerlessness. Of course, following that most poignant admission of Jesus in this gospel, the gospel then exposes the ridiculousness and folly of humanity. First in James and John, vying for premier seating in whatever they imagine Jesus' glory to be, and then in the other 10, who became indignant and thereby demonstrated how equally out of touch they were with the teaching. Imagine Jesus' frustration. Yet, instead of knocking all of their heads together, Jesus, being Jesus, patiently makes another attempt at instruction. Instruction towards humility. Instruction towards selflessness. Instruction towards service. Instruction towards anything but power. This message is so desperately needed in the world today, in leadership at every level, in church leadership, in national leadership, international collaboration and leadership, and in political leadership. Any of those in the world following the political races in the United States today know that those of us living in the United States suffer the joke of what is considered power in politics every day. But I'm thinking to myself, in addition to all of those to whom we must preach, who need to hear this message, to the church, to the nations, to the politicians, to the leaders, in addition to all of those who need to hear it, I believe we need to hear it. We need to hear it first. I need to hear this message regularly. I need to hear it daily. Sometimes I need to hear it moment to moment within my days. Let us all, in this eighth week of ordinary time, in between these magnificent weekend feasts that we are celebrating, let us all, especially those among us who may have any ounce of authority whatsoever, pay close attention to the idea of the voluntary unmasking of the illusion of power within us that this gospel so calls us to. Let us pay close attention, for only then will we truly be able to hear and understand Jesus. And only then will people be able to hear and understand us who dare to preach Jesus.